You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
This sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's Sunday night. That means it's time for Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I. I am Vito Colucci, your host. And a big thank you to everybody out there that listens to the show, that writes me comments and the whole bit, and gives comments on my guests. It's been nice. It's been very nice. The show is pretty well-rated. It's very high-rated. And that's a big thank you to all you people that listen in each and every week. Again, we are working on Rogue Town 2 that will be out this year. You will enjoy it. I can guarantee that. It's going to be on a par with Rogue Town, my first book, if not better. So if you haven't read Rogue Town yet, you better do it, okay? You got to do it. It'll be a perfect lead into Rogue Town 2. And thanks again for everything, making the show popular and having the book take off like it has. And, ladies and gentlemen, nowadays, I'm always amazed at the new items that come on the market, okay? Let's say that the good guys use. I may get some people thinking these are the bad guys after we have our guest on talking about this. But there's a new police radar that is out right now, and we'll explain that once I introduce my guest. And it's maybe one of the most controversial devices ever. I'm reading my notes here. At least 50 U.S. law enforcement agencies quietly have deployed this with little notice to the courts or to the public. So we're going to talk about that with my special guest. The country knows him as the Techmeister. I know him for a long time. We own a forensic lab at Bridgeport University in Connecticut, as well as doing other things here. So I want to introduce you to people that he's very popular. I was asked to have him on to talk about this topic specifically. So let's welcome Al Dressler to the show. Welcome, Al.
Hey, Vete. Thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And like I said, this came through some sources that said you got to have that guy back on, Al, who talks about all the equipment. And Al, you know, we've talked many times. We've kidded around. We've gone to some of these tech shows together in the past, and you've gone to many of them. And you've always explained to the public that the technology changes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this, what we're talking about here is called the Range R handheld radar. Okay, now, Al, I'm going to let you explain what this thing actually does, okay?
Okay, well, it seems like it's been in use for a couple of years now. It just came out in the public notification because it was used in a court case, and I guess during that court case someone was being cross-examined or examined for how they gathered evidence, and they explained this particular device. And again, this was used close to 2 years ago. But basically, it seems like if you take this device and place it against a wall, you could be outside of a home and place it against a wall, what it will do is it will notify you if there's someone in that house and how far away that individual is in that house. It could tell you if that individual is moving or if that individual is just simply sitting there stationary position. So it looks like this has been in use for law enforcement people only, and you need to have a warrant or in order to use it, or some states it's illegal to use unless you have permission from the court.
So let me ask you this, Al. It could show. I mean, I've been on raids many times in my life as a police officer, and I mean it's a tool that's kind of like invaluable to a police officer or an FBI, whatever it may be. Now, the things that bother me on this is that, according to what I read, Al, it's been out for a little over 2 years, and with little notice to the courts and no public disclosure of when or how they would be used. I don't know, Al. I got some bad feelings about this, that a lot of cases, as time goes by, are going to be reversed. Because you know yourself, you've been in court, I've been in court. You know, we have to show, if not all the time, many times, how we developed our information, right?
Oh, yeah. No, and I mean, I definitely, you know, see the privacy issues revolving around this device. But I think the real concern is if the criminals get this in their hands, because then they would be able to case out a whole neighborhood. Or say they pull into a neighborhood, see who is there, someone home, and, you know, in the old days they'd make a spoof phone call. But now they just have, you know, with all the cell phones and everything, you don't know if a person's home or not. So they put that up against the home, and it confirms that the people aren't home, and then there goes your cat burglar, you know, they'll sneak in and get whatever they want at that point.
You know, Al Dressler, that is a fantastic point of view to bring up that part of it, because, you know, and they will get a hold of this. Okay, I don't have any doubts in my mind. For X amount of dollars, they'll obtain these things, and it'll be all over the country used by the bad guys. Now, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, what this brings up now is the question of nighttime, middle of the night. The bad guys are case, like Al said, are casing a street. They don't know who's home, who's not. You can't gauge by a car sitting out there. That car may be left there. You heard that maybe the people went away on vacation, the scuttlebutt got back to you. So now you're able to go basically window or door to door or all around the building and ascertain, let's say, if anybody's in any of these rooms. Okay? Say you wanted to go through the door on one part of the building. This thing can show the bad guy or the good guys, the police, FBI, if somebody's right there, which a SWAT team getting ready to break down the door would want to know. But, wow, that opens up. I kept thinking about the police thing, but obviously, Al, this would be horrendous. These would be, you know yourself, these would be all over the streets, right?
Right, and it looks like that the only way to prevent that device from giving a indication that someone's home or not is if that person's behind a metal door. I don't know how many people
right.
have metal doors or metal rooms, but that's really the only way to prevent that device from working properly. The other scenario I see it could be used a lot is with state marshals trying to serve papers, you know, instead of, you know, how long they're going to hang out at a home or whatever if they know that person's in there or not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this could have effects, Al, that we can't even think of right now for many, many people. Because this, you know, and ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand if, this will come out in the wrong hands. There's people, there's bad guys out there, whether it's organized crime, drugs, that have the thousands of dollars to somehow, you know, bribe somebody. Give them a lot of money to get this item, okay? And that's what I'm totally worried about. Now, Al, before we have to go through a break, I guess what this is, it's raising a lot of concerns about the extent of government surveillance. How far is it going to go? Years ago, is Big Brother is watching you. I guess the people that would say that all the time, they had no idea where that was going to lead to, right?
Right.
It's incredible. I mean, with the phone, you know, you get the warrants to tap the phone, do things like that, and big investigations. That's one thing. But when we come back, I'm going to ask you, Al, why does the public feel this way? Why are they so against this item, even though it could put a lot of people in jail? So we're going to be right back with Al Dressler. Stand by.
I feel so cold and I long for your embrace.
private eyes are watching you. Not everybody is happy about that with this new device. We ended the first segment with I'll be watching you. And I asked our producer, I said, oh, by the way, who recorded that song? And it was The Police. So perfect song, I guess, for this topic today. You know, these radar things that Al's going to continue to talk about, they work like finely tuned motion detectors, okay? And they use radio waves to zero in on the movements as slight as human breathing. Is that amazing? Human breathing from a distance of more than 50 feet. They can detect whether anyone is inside of a house, where they are, and whether they are moving. Al, is this amazing or what? I mean, I can't get over this yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, the company that actually sells this device is called L3 Communications, and L3 Communications is a national security company. So I could see this being used in military, applications. So you have some people in the Middle East or whatever trying to figure out, you know, are anyone at that home or whatever before they attack or whatever. But if it's being used, in America, that I think that's a difference. You know, opens up a whole different set of problems, especially with the privacy issues.
Yeah, you brought up very good things. You brought up about the criminals getting a hold of this. Now, of course, the war, and as our troops go around each corner, as well as the enemy's troops, if they have this device, they can pick up on breathing, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, breathing. This is an amazing thing. Al, this is all the people that were interviewed, both current and former federal officials, they all say that the information is critical for keeping officers safe if they need to storm buildings or rescue hostages. Rescue hostages, Al, talk about that. That's a very interesting thing. Guys holding people hostage. Maybe they're moving around a little bit in a bank or wherever, wherever this may be, right?
Oh, yeah, no, there's definitely going to be certain times where you're going to need this technology, and that's going to help, catch the bad guys, and help everyone else out. But, you still have to be careful keeping it in the right hands. You know, I think that's the key. It's even with all this technology that the government uses to keep an eye on, hackers. A lot of times that technology ends up in the hackers' hands, and then they just turn it around on everyone. So, for example, there's this new technology being used right now to figure out a passcode on an iPhone, which forever has been a problem for law enforcement or even, people, just regular citizens trying to figure out the passcode for someone someone's phone. So anyhow, this new device has been out only a couple months, and it's flying off the shelves right now because no one else can do what this device does. And the law enforcement uses it for devices that they seize and raids or whatever, and they're able to get into an iPhone, then they get all that data. But, the hacker is the other person that get their hands on it as well and then use it for their own means to gather information and maybe, steal money from bank accounts, et cetera.
Al, how much is that going for about on the market, those things? Now we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the devices that can get you the private, codes, Al, to get for people?
Yeah, so you know how you turn on your iPhone and you press your four-digit code to get into it.
And how much
say someone takes your iPhone. The iPhone's useless without that code, right? Because if you can't get into the iPhone is so secure, which is nice. But the problem is the company in China figured out this technology to be able to figure out that code if you just have the phone. I saw it ranges, I think, from around $500 to $1,000 or something.
Oh, man, that's nothing. All the matrimony, all the marriage cases we do, Al, and sometimes, we'll get a call from the lady or the man who, while their other has run to the store or in the shower, they were able, the phone was left on and they're retrieving information, who they talk to and phone numbers. This they can do automatically, right? And even when their spouse changes the phone and doesn't realize how this is being done, they can do it on four different phones in the future, right?
Well, yeah, and I mean, they have to be aware of the laws, you know, most of that, what they're about to do is going to be illegal, and they're not going to be able to use that information. So the kind of cases that we get in for the phones are usually cases where, like on a employment case, the person was using the company's cell phone or the company's laptop. They'll bring us the laptop and the cell phone, but a lot of times they'll bring us an iPhone without the code, and there's really nothing we could do with it. So it is helpful for being able to use it in a legal, legal way to use this device,
sure,
too, because employers are able to get that phone back and now able to open it up and take a look inside. But then again, there will be cases where the hackers will be able to use it if they grab a phone or steal a phone and then hack right into it and then gather as much information as they can.
Right. I mean, that would be amazing. I could see the private detective work of the future. We don't get involved in this stuff. We, ladies and gentlemen, for many, many years, we don't get involved in anything that's not law-abiding, so to speak. But I can see people calling us in the future that have this device and say, hey, look, I know who my spouse is seeing, I know where they live, I know this, I know that, I read all of her messages. And, you know, at that point, we kind of say, which I say a lot of times, is I don't want to hear nothing, I don't want to know anything, I'm just going to ask if you have any idea who she's seeing or anything like that. Please don't tell me any way you've gotten it, because that's not my business, and we're not involved in that, right, Al? That's our usual commentary.
Yeah, I mean, we get calls all the time about, well, this isn't my device. Well, I say, well, then we can't take a look at it. We can't give you the information, because legally, you're not allowed to have that device. You know, if it's a joint computer, it's a joint phone, or, you know, it's something that's a joint ownership, and you could show that's joint ownership, or you were awarded the device in court or something like that, then that's a different story, and you're allowed that information.
In fact, Al, you have people sign different warnings that we have, that we give out to people. They get a copy, and we keep a copy, right?
They need to sign a waiver stating that they're the owner of the phone. They need to show us a bill with their name on it. And so, you know, there's steps we take to make sure that, you know, we're not in that gray area, and whatever report we have will be able to be submitted in court, because that's really what you want to do at the end of the day, is be able to use that in court.
Wow, and ladies and gentlemen, it's incredible, because years ago, we've been open 25 years, but well, even before that, in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, it was kind of like you'd meet with an individual. A lot of people were charging $100 a day plus all expenses and things of that nature. But we're going to be right back with Al Dressler, the Techmeister, talking more about these gadgets. Stand by. Singing Don't Want to Miss a Thing. We are back. And with these new devices, they're really not missing too much anymore. And I think 3 years from now, if we're still doing this show and Al is still the tech meister in charge, it's going to be things that make this stuff look easy. So, you know, we are back again talking about these items here. And, you know, one thing I notice that there's other items of this nature, especially that Range, our handheld radar thing that we've been talking about, they have far more advanced capabilities. There's three-dimensional displays of where people are located, according to the marketing materials from the manufacturers. And, ladies and gentlemen, to be hip and be show a sign of the times, you can even put one is capable of being mounted on a drone. And the Justice Department has funded research to develop systems that can map the interiors of buildings and locate the people with them. You know, what I say, Al, I was saying to somebody the other day, once you have these items like this, the technology's always there. So then you have people that's just going to say, okay, I'm going to take this a step farther and take a step farther than that. So it's incredible because the people that sit and come up with the original idea sets in motion all the follow-ups, like I just said to you about this new one that they're making here.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's... You know, I'm sure the original solution when they first created these devices was used, you know, in military applications, and for good reason too. But after a certain amount of time, it's found its way back to in the hands of law enforcement over here now, and I think that that's where the privacy issue comes in, where you know, you start treating the people. You know, there's not a war going on between the cops and the citizens, although sometimes it feels like that. But sometimes because of these devices, I think you really raise these privacy issues up a notch, and you do get people angry and frustrated.
Right. And, you know, as you're talking, I'm looking at one of these other laws here. As recently as 2013, the court has a limited police ability. Okay, and what they said, they had a limited police ability to have a drug dog sniff around the outside of homes. They called it the core of the First Amendment, just as Antonio Scalia wrote, is the right of a man to retreat into his own home and there be free from unreasonable governmental intrusion. So I guess with all of these things, even a drug dog, Al, that these things are like borderline. And I think if you have a case in Akron, Ohio, and one in L.A., and one down in Florida, they could all have different results depending on the judge and what's brought up at the trial, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you had certain states that already, from researching this device, certain states show that it is legal to use with court order. So in certain states, it's not. So, yeah, it'll be state by state unless, you know, there's a federal law that trumps everything.
I didn't even know that 2013 about a drug dog sniffing outside the house. That's amazing. And you know, I can understand what the justices are saying. You, Al, you go home. You have the right to retreat into your own home. And Al Drexler can be free of anything that would be called unreasonable governmental intrusion. So that you're going to hear that, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear that unreasonable governmental intrusion for probably the rest of your life, because it started and there's going to be different opinions on it. I know with the device we started off talking about, Al, it's like 9-1 against it. People just worry that's going to happen to them in their own home, right? What do they need to understand about this, that this is going to make their town, you know, get some of these bad guys put away for a long time and things of that nature? I always have the feeling, Al, that if you're not involved in anything, you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to be scared of. But I also realize you don't want the government to be doing all these things to you, too.
Right. And, I mean, you don't want things to get escalated, get out of control. You know, there's certain things that are more controllable. I think there's things are more controllable with law enforcement than with less technology. You know, so as soon as you start bringing in more and more technology, it escalates, could escalate the problem and have a bad outcome for both sides, law enforcement and for, you know, the citizen. But, you know, a good example would be that, you know, do you go in with this device and then, you know, you automatically you send in a tactical team that goes in there and rounds everyone up. And in the process, you might accidentally shoot and kill someone that was there that had nothing to do with this, you know, which has
right.
happened in the past. Or do you not use that device and just let the process, you know, patiently unfold and you get them a different way? So, I mean, this.
Right.
There's a couple of different ways to look at this device, but I think overall more and more technology is going to increase the amount of, you know, products and devices out there that are just going to limit your privacy. I mean,
Let me read this off, Al, for about a minute or so here. Interesting case. There was a case, ladies and gentlemen, where a fugitive hunting task force, which was headed by the U.S. Marshals Service, they tracked a man named Stephen Denson. He was wanted for violating his parole. They tracked him to a house in Wichita. Before they forced the door open, the U.S. Marshal testified he used a range R to detect if someone was inside. Now, in another case, in another person's who did this, this fella here, his report made no mention of the radar. This other guy that was apprehended, the officers only said that officers developed reasonable suspicion that the individual was in the residence. So there you got two different things. I mean, the police, I mean, you know yourself, I mean, when there's a drug raid and the police got some information from an informant that had been reliable in the past, which ended with four arrests, three convictions, blah, blah, blah. That's kind of what it says on a lot of the information that the cops write up. So what do you think about that? You got one guy that admits in court, and then the other guy that you said the officers developed reasonable suspicion that Al Dressler was in the residence.
Yeah, well, they got that suspicion from the other guy.
Yeah, right.
So that's the thing. It's kind of like Deflategate. You know, who's handling the football?
Oh, please. We got terrorists wanting to kill us any minute, and we're worried about a football if it's 14 or 13 or 12 or 11. You know, and they've already said that after the Super Bowl, this is going to go on probably for a couple more weeks. They want to use forensics on the young kid that carries the footballs out to the field. They're going to do forensically on him. They're going
to
do whatever.
They should have used this device to see what he was doing with the footballs in the bathroom, right?
That's right. You know, and it's also, see, this is new. So this is really a lot of stuff going on. The Marshals Service itself, they've faced a lot of criticism now for concealing their surveillance tools. And the ACLU and all the states, they're looking into this heavy. They're really against this, saying this is definitely the worst thing that could happen to privacy in many, many, many years. So you're going to get all kinds of things. But the state, Al, like you said, that won't allow this, and the police has used it on eight different cases, and people maybe went to jail. Down the road, those people may be let out. Am I correct once they look into these?
They have to show proof that that device was used illegally. That's a whole nother uphill battle. But yeah, you never know what's going to happen with the new technology, who's using it, and if they're using it properly or not. So that's the other thing.
Yeah. See, the defense attorneys are happy on the stand now, and they'll ask you point blank if you've used any of the high-tech tools. Have you guys, and you have to swear under oath. So that's gonna be interesting, because I know if that's me, if I'm still a cop, I'm not going to lie, you know?
Right.
You're going to have to tell the truth, and that's going to open up a whole can of worms, you know? If you're disclosing a technology or a method or a source of how you did this, you're also telling the bad guys along with everybody else, okay? So a lot of things can be upheld in court. A lot of things can be thrown out in court. But, we're going to be coming back in a couple more minutes here, and Al's going to talk more about this. He's so knowledgeable on so many of these things here today, and I've learned a lot today just listening to him and listening about this. So stand by. We'll be right back with Al Dressler.
Back.
believe that is The Police on that song, too. Is it, Al?
Oh, yeah.
Good song. I didn't know it by name. That's good. Good song. I've heard that many, many times. Now, Al, let's. It's our last segment here. Let's close out with what's new on our part. We have contracts, ladies and gentlemen, with certain companies or attorneys. Totally legal work. But let them know what's the newest thing that a company like ours does, our forensic part.
Yeah, to going back to what we discussed about before about that new technology with the iPhones, how there's a new technology that allows us to get into an iPhone by cracking the code to that phone. So, for example, we do have cases with international companies that have employees that have left, and you know, they have to leave behind their company laptop, their company cell phone. So a lot of times we're able to get into the laptop and get all the information the company may need for court if that employee left and, I don't know, maybe took some key accounts with him or something like that. But now, in the past, we weren't able to get into a lot of their iPhones, but now with this new device, we are able to crack the code, get into the device, into that iPhone legally, and it is being used legally by law enforcement now for a lot of their devices that they have court ordered to get that information. In the past, they weren't able to get into those phones, but now they are. So that is the newest technology out there now. It's only been out for a few months now, but it's been, you know, like this other technology we're talking about. Once it comes on the scene, I think it makes a big splash because people have never heard about it or seen it work before, but now it's being used in multiple applications.
Unbelievable. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what Al was saying to you there is pretty self-explanatory, but these are, just to show you the legitimacy of what we do, these are companies that when you apply for a job and get that big job, you sign a waiver saying all these things. You will get a company computer. You'll get a company cell phone. And that allows us to, because all Al is doing after the fact when the person leaves, Al has the permission of the owner of that computer and that cell phone to go in and do forensics on it and everything else. It has nothing to do with the worker that just used it. It's the owner that counts on something like that. Right, Al?
Oh, yeah. And
Just wanted everybody to understand, you know, what goes on here on this.
Yeah, no, I mean, people do call us, you know, it's not all the time, but we do get calls about people saying, oh, I have my wife's phone, or oh, I have my boyfriend's or girlfriend's phone. We tell them, no, unless you're the owner, your name is on that account, you're registered, your company's registered to that phone, we're not going to touch that phone. We're not going to go into that phone for you just because it's, you know, at that point, we're not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to use that information, first of all, in court, and we're going to be doing something illegal and potentially lose our license. So, yeah, no, we're very strict, go by the book whenever it comes to gathering information for a client off of a cell phone or a computer or, you know, even off of a thumb drive or something like that people bring in, so.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Al's going to explain to everybody how you can reach him. Now, don't think this is just Connecticut. Wherever you're calling from, ask Al, you know, whether it's a downloading of stuff or whatever it may be, because if we can't do it ourselves, we have a great network across the country that can do it. So, you know, give Al a call. How do people reach you? What's your sites and your email and everything?
Right. Well, there you could go to ColucciPI, ColucciPI.com. That's one of our sites. And we also have a forensic lab, facechecks.com. And the office number is 203-324-1174. And, you know, like again, we do general investigations as well as the cyber forensics work we do at the lab. So, you know, even if you just have a question and just need some guidance, we're always, you know, we always try to give the public as much guidance as possible, even if we don't take on the case.
Right. So, Al, you know, before we run out of time here, when you see these new things come out and you read about them or see them for the first time, I know in our business, is that a wow factor to you when you see that? It's kind of like whether you like the product or not. It's kind of like, son of a gun, look what they came out with now, as you tell your wife over dinner or something, you know?
That's the first thing I always think is, how long has it been available and who's been using it? Because for the general public to get word that it's been out there usually means it's been used somewhere for, like in the case of this device we've been discussing the whole time, it's always been out there somewhere, military or, you know, secret service, somewhere the government must have been testing in a lab somewhere. So I always wonder, you know, where has it been used before and for how long? So, but yeah, I'm always interested in this.
Right, right. Absolutely amazing things out there. We don't, ladies and gentlemen, so when Al comes on the show every couple of months, we have always, we've never had the same type of a show. There's always so much to talk about. Again, in the old days, like I said before, you would just meet a private detective. He can basically either work part of your criminal case, but a private detective for decades was just known for his work on catching your spouse. And I guess back then they wore the long trench coats. And, you know, they meet at the office with that little light above, usually above some kind of a store downstairs. And the client would come in, usually, as you see on TV, pay you the money in cash. Of course, the big difference, though, Al, is like the PI portrayed in TV and movies had a blonde on each arm and a fancy sports car. Now, I mean, I don't think, Al, as far as I know, being your partner, I don't think you've had a blonde on each arm in quite a few years. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah. You make sure you leave it at that. That was the shortest answer, ladies and gentlemen, to anything we've talked about on the show, because his wife does listen in. His wife does listen in, so that was pretty good. Yes, you're correct, he says. But anyway, we're running out of time here. I want to thank Al Dressler. He gave me the information. Call him. Call him. Any topics, he'll tell you what's legal, what's not legal. And, you know, again, till I see everybody or talk to everybody on the show next week, good night and God bless, and we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.